This is CGSF 90.1 FM Burnaby, the campus community radio station at Simon Fraser University. We respectfully acknowledge that we broadcast on unceded ancestral territory of the Coast Salish peoples. We stream online at cjsf.ca. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter and listen to our podcasts on SoundCloud and our website, cjsf.ca. Have a request? Text or call us at 778-782-2573.
Radio Rewind. Now we wait it. Radio Rewind. Now we wait it. Radio Rewind. Radio Rewind. The following content has previously aired on CJSF. But don't worry, we'll be back next week with fresh content. CJSF 90.1 FM. Diverse, independent, yours.
Music and talk radio about all things, all genders. This is Intravenous, live on CJSF 90.1 FM, discussing and approaching contemporary gender issues through a feminist lens. Our goal is to educate, engage, and challenge the dominant hegemony.
Good morning and welcome to Intravenous on CJSF 90.1 FM, campus and community radio from Simon Fraser University, where we broadcast on the unceded and ancestral territories of the Kwikwetlem, the Musqueam, Squamish, and the Tsleil-Waututh peoples. I am your host for today's program. My name is Robin Erickson, and got a great show coming up with a guest who is going to be talking to us about what needs to happen to maternity leave for birthing folks and how they are helping women and birthing people and families and organizations to change that around. So stay tuned. That will be a great conversation. To get us started, though, let's hear a piece of music from Jess Ribeiro. This is a track called Unfamiliar Ground from the album Kill It Yourself, here on Intravenous.
I don't care what your mother Keep those rings, all those silver pretty strings in tune forever.
Hello and welcome to Intravenous. My name is Robin Erickson, and I am joined by Sonia Bekogli Foley, who is one half of Matern, an organization that provides comprehensive support to birthing and non-birthing mothers through their transition into motherhood and back to work. So important. And looking forward to this conversation. Welcome, Sonia.
Thank you so much, Robin. It's a pleasure to be here.
When I discovered Matern, which I can't remember how that happened at this point now, I was really excited to see that this is, an organization and something that people can take advantage of, because it is a really important sort of transition and period in women's career lives. And so I want to start just by expanding a little on what Matern does and what you offer.
Yeah. So Matern is Canada's first maternity leave program. And we work with self-identifying women before, during, and after maternity leave to ensure their careers can stay on track while centering personal well-being and the formative experiences of early motherhood. We know there are many transitions that you go through when you first become a mother and have a child. And so it was really important for us to create something that supports mothers throughout all of those transitions. And really, we created Matern to shift the narrative and support systems around maternity leaves so that more working mothers can continue to advance in their careers, so that they can continue to retain and gain positions of leadership and receive greater support from their employers, their partners, and like-minded women along the way. So while we mainly work with organizations to advance gender equity and really retain and grow talent by developing these long-term investment strategies in mothers that's rooted in evidence and lived experience, it is open to all self-identifying mothers. And we also work, so one part of Matern is working with the mothers and supporting them through all of those transitions. But we also work with organizations to support them while navigating maternity leave, because leaders and organizations if you've never had to navigate maternity leave, there are many do's and don'ts. And so we support organizations through a workshop that we developed, which is called the Matern Management Training Workshop, because we believe that if you're really going to shift the narrative and move the dial, you can't just put the onus on mothers. And you have to, go at it from both sides. So that's a little bit about Matern and what we do.
So cool that you recognize the sort of collaboration between the mother taking maternity leave and the organization from which they're taking the maternity leave.
That's right.
Right. And yeah. And that communication and that relationship needs to really be sort of negotiated, I guess, in a way, right?
Yeah, we've spoken to so many mothers, and really a conversation can really make or break someone's feelings around their return back to work, right? If you have a really negative experience with how you announce that you're having a child, that stays with you. You don't forget how that was received. And so it's really important to ensure people, leaders, and organizations understand how to navigate it and what to say, what not to say, what to do, what not to do. So that we really do try to tackle it from both sides.
Also, one of the only ways that we're going to see systems change, right?
That's right. Yep. You have to tackle it from all sides.
As one of the founding members of Matern, what is the backstory on that? What was the trigger that went, oh my God, this is so needed in the world?
Mm-hmm. Great question. Yeah. So the backstory is that both Jen and I have been working in the gender equality space for over a decade each. And as mothers who struggled through their maternity leaves, we knew there had to be a better way. And when I was on my second maternity leave, Jen, my co-founder, called me when I was about 4 months into my second maternity leave, like thick of postpartum, and I was having a really tough time. And Jen proposed the idea to me around, what if we created a program that supported mothers throughout the many transitions of maternity leave? And so that's kind of how it began, started with that idea. And we began to do the research. We put together a business case. We, you know, started surveying mothers. We did focus groups. We did one-on-one interviews to really better understand what the main challenges are and how to address them in a way that makes mothers feel more supported throughout this really pivotal and challenging time. And so bit by bit, you know, we built out Matern, and it took us about a year to develop the content and to do that research. And we launched in October of 2021. So it's been however many months that is now. And it's been an incredible journey so far. And I've had a lot of interest, because I think, you know, what we hear a lot is, how come this doesn't exist already? How is this new now? And it's true, you know, this is a historical problem. This is not a new problem, but I think that now more than ever, people are recognizing that, mothers need more support. We have these really unrealistic expectations of, mothers doing it all. And so we really wanted to build out a community of support to support mothers throughout their maternity leave journey.
You had mentioned that, you know, through this interview process of talking to many mothers to figure out what the challenges were, what did you discover? You know, what were some of those things that came up for those moms?
Yeah, well, I can share that the most used word to describe maternity leave was isolation. And so right away, we knew that we had to build a community where mothers can feel the opposite. We want mothers to feel connected to one another. And I get it. I mean, I've been there. You know, my second maternity leave was during the pandemic, early days of the pandemic. So I get that isolation piece right deeply in my heart. So isolation was a huge factor. Resources, just not knowing where to go. There was a lot of discussion around, there are a lot of programs for babies and for children, but nothing for the mother. So it's all about, you know, music classes for the baby, swimming lessons for the baby, all of those things, but really nothing to support the mother who is going through this huge identity shift. And what a lot of mothers shared with us was they were completely unprepared for that shift of going from, you know, really ambitious, career-driven people to suddenly everything coming to a halt, having a baby, and your identity is turned upside down, and you're just like, who am I? What is happening to my body? You know, I miss work. I feel really lonely. I didn't know about, you know, the fourth trimester and the challenges that come with that. A whole host of themes, to be honest with you. And what we also found was that, you know, in Canada, you can take up upwards of 18 months. And so the longer the leave that you take, the harder it can be to transition back to work. And so while that's great and wonderful that, you know, mothers can choose however long they want to take, sometimes that comes with other challenges as well with the transition back to work. And the other piece that was really loud and clear was that when they returned back to work, they felt like it was treated as if they had a year off, or that it was, you know, a vacation. How was your time off? It's like, well, there's nothing off about maternity leave. Let's be honest here. And so, you know, we focused the last three modules of Matern on the return back to work, because that is such a challenging and big transition back to work. And so it takes time to really shift back into that mindset of some of the, you know, some of the challenges that you could anticipate. So yeah, there was a lot there that we really packed into the eight modules of Matern, which, you know, really takes you from the moment you know you're expecting a baby, all the way up until those first few months back at work. And because we provide lifetime access, we have a lot of mothers who stay on the calls when they return back to work, because you still need support. It's not like it's over once you've returned back to work. And what's been really interesting, I think, is that, you know, we had thought that, you know, Matern would be really appealing to mostly first-time mothers. But what's been interesting is we actually have first, second, third, and fourth-time mothers as part of the program. And a lot of first-time mothers, because you don't really know what you're getting into, you know, a lot of mothers will say, I'm okay, I don't need that support. And then we will hear from them about 2 months in, 2-3 months in, and say, actually, I need support. I need a community. So yeah, it's been pretty incredible be a part of these mothers' maternity journey and really having important and vulnerable conversations around, you know, some of the expectations that we put on mothers in society and how to make, you know, untangle those unrealistic expectations and create something that works for them, so that, you know, it can be a year of intention so that they go back to work with more confidence and more ease. Because what we heard in our research was that less than 1% of mothers reported feeling confident returning back to work, less than 1%. So that was shocking to us and something that we really want to change. And while we're, you know, still in year one of Matern, we have really high hopes that we will be able to change that statistic.
That feels heartbreaking in so many ways. Mm-hmm. You know, that that doing this very sacred and profound thing, mm-hmm. you know, of becoming a mother, leaves you feeling so much with this lack of confidence about mm-hmm. doing anything, quote unquote, professional.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, what we know is that, you know, as soon as women have children, they're immediately at a disadvantage, right? Our systems and organizations, the way that they're currently set up is they haven't been done so in a way that considers the mother. And the impact of that, right? The cost of not supporting mothers is huge. And so we really are trying to dismantle that and showing the impact and the power of supporting mothers. And another thing maybe I'll share on that is that, you know, there was a national longitudinal survey that was completed from 1979 to 2012, where it was discovered that a woman's transition to motherhood, it was actually the birth of her first child that is the most important point in determining her future work patterns. You'd maybe assume that it would be the second, the third, or the fourth child that is that tipping point, but it's actually not. It's the first child. And so, you know, further supports why it's so important to support mothers with that first maternity leave and onwards.
That brings me to my next question, mm-hmm. which is, what has Matern meant for mothers that you've worked with so far? You know, can you identify sort of side effects isn't the right word, but, you know, those sort of subsequent effects?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, great question. It's like I've said, we're in year one, so we haven't had a ton of women returning back to work yet. But what I can share is that we have seen really incredible impact taking place during our live calls, our coaching calls. We used to have them. We started out with having those twice a month, but we noticed that there was such a powerful impact taking place during those calls where women would show up and be really vulnerable and seeking support for whatever challenges that they were going through. And so we increased those calls to now weekly. And, you know, they're showing up week after week, and we bring in guest speakers once a month. So we have guest experts, anyone, you know, from a psychologist to a doctor talking about maternal mental health, you know, navigating that identity shift. We had a doctor recently join us to answer any kind of questions because there's a shortage of doctors across the country. And so, you know, we have a lot of mothers as part of a Matern program that don't have access to regular family doctors. And so it was an opportunity for them to be able to ask those questions. We talk about equitable parenting and how important that is from your maternity leave and how setting that important foundation early on before you return back to work is so critical in your success for your return back to work if you're going to have two working parents. We talk about, you know, maternal gatekeeping. We talk about the expectations of motherhood and navigating the juggle when you return back to work. So we talk about a lot of different topics and really guide mothers through how they want to do it, you know? And so it's really, we see those wheels turning on those calls, which has really been impactful and beautiful to observe. And so, yeah, what are the question around, you said the side effects, we call them the multilateral benefits to Matern. And what we believe is that when mothers rise, all of society rises. You know, if we want to build more vibrant, diverse, strong, and thriving economies, we have to support mothers. The multilateral benefits of supporting issues that affect women and everyone else truly have a beautiful domino effect, because when we support mothers, we're supporting families, we support communities, we support organizations, and we support humanity. I think we sometimes forget that women make up half of the world's population. And yes, we're over 100 years away from parity, and those numbers are even actually worse for women of color. We have to make deliberate efforts and strides towards gender equity, diversity, and inclusion. And that includes intentional efforts towards supporting mothers. And we have to really value, and the way that we value mothers is by not penalizing them for becoming mothers and for growing our population. Because guess what? We need people to continue to have babies because our economy depends on it. And so we really need to shift the narrative around how we look at motherhood and stop penalizing mothers for having babies.
Something that just keeps sort of coming back as you're talking, you know, in terms of support and all of these ideas that but it's akin to that saying that, you know, it takes a village to raise a child, mm-hmm. but it takes a village to raise a mother too.
Yes, it does. Absolutely. Yeah. And you know, we know that it isn't just one transition that you go through, right? It starts with from the moment you know you're expecting a baby all the way up until that return to work, plus, plus, plus. And so, you know, it is a hybrid model that allows for many ways of participation. So in addition to the weekly live calls, we have self-directed learning as well, because everyone learns differently, right? What we see, like on the back end, is that some mothers are doing that inner work on their own, and they're going through every workbook. They're going through all the videos, all the modules, you know, quietly on their time. And then we'll see other mothers who are on every call every week. And then we also see mothers who are doing it all. And so it really is important to provide, you know, to your point, like that village, everyone absorbs, learns, and participates differently. And that's why we created that hybrid model. So, yeah, it is an incredibly challenging, joyful, and transformational year that up until now has not been given the attention that it deserves. And so we're really hopeful and in changing that narrative.
I'm curious to know, you know, in the effort to do that, what challenges are you witnessing or have you witnessed in terms of attitudes and policies and family and organizational structures?
In organizations, yeah. Mm-hmm. So we've met with nearly 200 organizations now. And I would say that there's a real desire to shift the current narrative. What we're doing right now is not working, and providing maternity leave, you know, is great because what we know is, you know, our neighboring countries do not, unfortunately. But there's also this understanding that, you know, a financial top up is great, but it's not going to change how supported a person feels. So the financial piece is, you know, kind of in order to be able to keep your roof over your head, pay the bills and all of that, but that's not going to necessarily change how supported you feel during this pivotal year. And so I would say that, to be honest, we've received overwhelmingly positive feedback, and it's more so that organizations